Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay.
If you want to have a remarkable experience, you can do some over-the-top things that are the kind of life-altering things. Things like swimming with dolphins. I know of people that, and places where you swim with sharks. I'm not into that, thank you. But I've done the dolphin swims. I swam with a sea lion. Probably the thing that touched me the most was visiting in Mexico with a 10-day-old, actually two 10-day-old tigers. White Bengal tigers. They don't have teeth at that age, but they do have claws like a pussycat. But if you don't upset them, they're not going to, you know, take their claws out and scratch you. The little brother and sister White Bengal tigers were at the El Tigre golf course or golf club in Riviera Nayarit, and that was an experience I'll never forget. Got to kiss it on its little nose. I mostly hung out with the little boy tiger and fed it with a baby bottle filled with some kind of formula the vet had put together that would make a baby tiger happy. These were two baby tigers born to the mother, Daisy, who was also born at that golf club. And she was going to eat the little boy. He was in her mouth when the director of the El Tigre Golf Club, who raised Daisy and her partner, I think his name was Cesar, he raised both of them at his house. And when there's a mother that rejects the baby tigers, he grabs them, takes them home, and raises them till they're 5 to 8 months old in his house. See, you can do that kind of thing in Mexico. That would never go over here. Well, I'm going to give you another life-altering opportunity, and that's to visit with, photograph, and actually get in the water and swim with manatees at Plantation at Crystal River in Crystal River, Florida. And I'm going to introduce you to the captain and of one of their boats at the Adventure Center at Plantation on Crystal River in Crystal River, Florida. And another captain who's also a dive instructor. And, you know, there are people never, you know, they couldn't even swim. The wetsuits keep you buoyant in the water, and they show you how to stick your face in and snorkel your way up to manatees who come to the surface, all 1,500 pounds each of them, to kind of cuddle up with you. We're going to do that right after this.
This weather report is brought to you by the Curaçao Tourism Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north coast-to-coast calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and a wind chill factor well below freezing. The long-range forecast for Curaçao calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 86 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your breakaway in Curaçao now? Learn more at Curaçao.com. That's Curaçao.com.
I am very happy to be aboard one of the boats in the fleet of motorboats and pontoon boats that are owned and operated by Plantation Crystal River, a wonderful resort in Crystal River, Florida. And I'm very happy to be here with our boat captain today, Memphis Zachary, who has a vast amount of travel experience in his young and interesting life. So we're going to get caught up on what's cooking here. We're on an early morning manatee exploration trip, and there are some folks that came out on the boat with us this morning who are out swimming with the manatees. I'm very happy to be hanging over the edge just taking photos and sharing all that with you. Thank you for making the time to talk.
Yes,
to
no problem.
You were. Why don't you give us an overview of what goes on? How many times a day do you actually take a boat out?
Well, it depends the time of the year, really. In the summertime, we have fewer manatees. So we generally run fewer tours, one to two a day.
So it's somewhere between November and, what, March that you'd see the most manatees?
Yeah, it's all weather-driven. So the colder the temperature is, the more manatees come in here to the bay.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
No pun intended there.
Yeah.
Very cool. We've seen, yesterday we were out in a boat, today we're here. I think between the two experiences, we've probably seen at least 50 manatees.
Yes.
At least. I mean, that may be an understatement in terms of the numbers.
Yeah.
There's some really serious rules about being in the water. It's wonderful to see the level of care and protection and education that goes on before people can get in the water and swim with them.
Yes.
Maybe you could just run through, overview, in essence, the core information that somebody would need to know if they want to swim with the manatees.
Yeah. Really, it comes down to just being calm, quiet, and relaxed in the water. When you get in the water,
you don't scare them.
Yes, so you don't scare them. They're very sensitive to their surroundings. They can feel the most minimal vibrations in the water. So if you get in the water and you're splashing or you're very nervous and your heart's pumping, they cannot feel all that energy.
It hasn't happened in the longest time, but every now and then I would have one of our current or former dogs on a leash, mm-hmm. very happily walking along, and some, usually adult, but occasionally a child, start screaming and carrying on like there's a lion loose in the neighborhood.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, you're scaring my dog. Can you stop that? You're frightening my dog.
Yes.
But I can see how that would relate, you know, especially I would imagine most manatees don't get real up close and personal with people. So it may be a new experience.
Yes. Well, they are very curious. So if you're calm in the water and relaxed, they will come up to you. They like interaction with humans, just so you're, passive and being respectful.
They're dolphin-like in that sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I've been lying over the edge of the rail here. We had, as soon as we dropped anchor here, one of them was, like, climbing up the ladder.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't get the camera out fast enough to catch that picture, but check out sabrams.com. And travelers411.com, our family of award-winning websites, and you'll find photos in my blog and elsewhere online, and of course the archived video of this episode of Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. So you've been doing this how long?
About 6 years total. I spent 3 years as an in-water guide, and this last 3 years as a captain. I stay on the boat, make sure everybody's comfortable.
Do you miss being in the water?
At times, not so much in the wintertime when it's cold.
Yeah, but you don't know what cold is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you talk about cold in Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
Come and visit me. We live in the mountains of western Massachusetts. And let me introduce you to what cold is.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've done some really seriously extensive travel.
Yeah, yeah. I try to as much as I can.
Where'd you get the travel bug from?
Well, my parents travel a lot, and I've always, you know, as a kid, dreamed of traveling as much as I can, so I try to see as much as I can and see as many cultures and different places.
So where you been?
I spent about 4 years in the Bahamas total, and roughly a year in Africa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, in the Bahamas, which of the islands were you on? There are a lot of them.
Yes, there is a lot of them.
Not all of them are touristically popular.
No, no. Those are the ones I like more.
Undervisited?
Yes.
So, like what?
Well, there's we sailed from Florida. We lived on a sailboat, so we would sail into West End. Yeah.
Who'd you go with?
My two brothers. Yeah.
And how old are they? They're younger than you.
One younger and one older.
You're the middle child.
Yes.
Oh, no wonder you get along with everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, so the mediator.
Yes, exactly.
So, which of the islands, how many islands would you say you visited in the Bahamas?
Probably 50 or so, just from small to large. We stayed away from the more populated islands, you know, away from the city. So we'd usually go just to do fishing and spear fishing, diving, so more of the outskirt islands.
And just stop places to pick up
Fuel and water and food, yes.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
And then you just took off for Africa.
Yes. Yeah, I would go a couple months out of the year. This last year I've been for 2 weeks.
We have somebody coming aboard, so we're going to take a break.
Ah, Curacao, the Dutch island with Caribbean and South American flavors blended to tantalize taste buds of foodies, connoisseurs of fine liqueurs, seekers of secluded sandy beach coves for lovers, and lovers of water sports, history buffs seeking European immersion in world history and its UNESCO heritage city. Shopping for the most sophisticated brand seekers and unique creative handcrafts of Curacao's artists and artisans. With challenging Lynx golf courses, including one voted 2018's best golf course in the Caribbean by USA Today, and an island with world-class sightseeing experience in abundance. Sun and sand? Lots of it. Year-round, wrapped in warm breezes. Curacao has everything you want on your next holiday. Visit Curacao.com and visit Curacao. A warm welcome awaits you. That's Curacao.com. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns three times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get three bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient in most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just two capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, "I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get three free bottles with a qualifying order. Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started. Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now. 800-932-1789, 800-932-1789.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
This is BizTalk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open 7 days a week at 11:30 a.m., open until midnight Sunday through Thursday, and till 1 a.m. Friday and Saturday. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on gold.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
So when you decided, Memphis,
yes,
to take off for Africa, did you know you were going for a year?
Well, I didn't go for a year straight. I've been five times now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so anywhere from 1 to 3 months at a time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And where did you stay? Where did you go?
Well, the first few times we flew in to Johannesburg. It's about a 16-hour flight from Atlanta to Johannesburg. They have a direct flight now.
You mean a nonstop?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Just for my audience to understand.
Yep.
A nonstop means you take off and you land in your destination.
Yes.
A direct flight is a flight where you will stop in between, but there will be no change of planes.
Okay.
And you may have one or more stops depending on the destination. Most of the time it's one stop, but on occasion it may be more than one stop, but there's no change of planes.
Okay.
So you get on,
yeah,
and you will get there, but you're going to land somewhere in between.
Yes.
So
So it was a nonstop, 16 hours, yes.
Yeah. And you got off the plane to Johannesburg. Where'd you head for?
Well, usually the first couple nights we stay in Johannesburg. We have friends that live in Johannesburg, actually about 30 minutes from the airport, so it was convenient. Once we got off of that 16-hour flight, we could rest up, eat, and then from there we would drive about 3 hours to the northwest province of South Africa, about a three-hour drive.
Is that near Kruger National Park?
No.
Did you go there at all?
Yeah, I've been there once.
Get to kiss a lion on its nose?
Nope. No, we were just sightseeing there. That was the first year we went to the Kruger National Park. Just
when you're there for 3 months at a time, what do you do while you're there?
Well, we do a lot of hunting, fishing, camping.
What do you hunt for?
Well, really, whatever you would like to hunt for. You have to plan according to what animal you would like to hunt. Different areas have different types of animals. In a lot of areas, there's it's overpopulation of certain animals. So,
like what?
Impala, black wildebeest, blue wildebeest. They have a big problem with the numbers of those.
Can you still hunt impalas down at the Chevy showroom? I don't know if you can do that anymore.
Yeah.
Are they extinct now? Chevy Impalas?
Getting there,
huh?
Yeah, just about.
Oh, pity. All right. Yeah. Wow. So nobody's showing a film telling you treat the impalas the way you treat the manatees here.
No, definitely not.
Oh, all right. We'll save that for another day.
Yeah.
And what else do you do? I mean, you can't do that every day for 3 months.
No. We do a lot of, we come with a group of people. So
like how many?
This last time it was just me and my brother, but we've been with up to 10 people.
Wow.
So they all
for 3 months?
Well, the first time we went for 3 months.
Okay.
We usually stay for a month. This last time we went, I only stayed for a week.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so when you're hunting with the other people, it's like a safari in itself, you know.
Gotcha.
Going through all the wildlife and, you know, finding the right animal is pretty much like a safari because you ride with the other hunters.
Do they give the animals guns too, so make it fair?
No.
All right, so you mentioned you also went off to Botswana.
Yes.
What was the call there? You went there because?
To do fishing.
Uh-huh.
Fish for tiger fish.
What do they look like?
They look like a big carp with big, about an inch long teeth.
No kidding.
Yes. Like,
oh, that must be fun. How do you catch them? The same way you catch a tuna or something?
No, it's a lot like bass fishing. You cast near the banks with similar.
So when you go to take it off the hook,
yeah,
you got a chance of getting bitten good?
Yeah, well, you use pliers, so.
Oh,
just
wow.
Just so you're careful, you won't get bit.
Wow. Do you eat those?
I have never eaten them. I know the locals do eat them.
I've never seen tiger fish on a menu, so I'm making some assumptions.
No, it's a very bony fish.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
And will you be going back again soon?
Yeah, I believe next year we'll be going back.
Yeah, and with all of that, Memphis, Zachary, you have never been to Memphis, Tennessee.
No, ma'am.
Shame on you.
Yeah, I need to do that someday.
Yes, you need to do that, and when you're ready to do it, you have my card.
Yes.
So you get in touch with me,
I'm
going to help you make it a special trip.
All right.
I want you to get there.
Yeah.
Anybody named Memphis.
Yeah, I know I should.
An adult who's never been. I mean, my goodness, I can't believe your parents didn't drag you there as a child.
I know.
Just seems like, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to thank you. It's been a swell day here. Thank you for captaining the boat, especially at the wee hours of the morning. We're going to take a quick break and come right back because I want to talk with John Spann, who was off the boat and swimming in the water with the people and the manatees. And we're going to do that right after this.
Behind the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms, I'll go sailing. it's far beyond the stars, it's near beyond the moon.
Have you ever spread rumors? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Since its publication, my new novel, Rumors, has consistently received 4- and 5-star ratings from book reviewers and smashing comments about it being a juicy intrigue, a fast-paced read worth rereading, and a compelling story filled with love, lust, mystery, greed, and a whodunit, all wrapped up in rumors that sweep through a community. One review starts out with the words, "Holy wow!" You can find Rumors in print and ebooks at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers globally. The first copy of Rumors was sold in Australia last month. You can read the first 7 chapters by clicking on Rumors' book cover at Amazon, which you can reach directly by going to sabrams.com/rumors. That's sabrams.com/rumors. Rumors. Read it or we'll start rumors about you.
Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, "When are you going to get a real job?" And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizBod, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business. All for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free, and who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizbod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Head ball coach Steve Spurrier here, and I know just how stressful it can be when time is tight and you need points on the board. Well, just like my fun and gun offense, AmeriFactors is a fast-moving game winner when it's fourth down and your business can't afford a funding fumble. Providing up to 98% of receivables in as little as 24 hours, your business can get the cash flow it needs to make payroll, hire new talent, or purchase equipment faster than ever. Best of all, funds come directly from your unpaid invoices, so there's absolutely nothing to pay back. And if your clients don't pay, AmeriFactors is your defensive line taking the hit. With over 29 years of successfully funding businesses, you know AmeriFactors is a name you can trust to score big and score fast.
800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. That's 800-890-6380.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com. Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
If you're just joining us, we're in Crystal River, Florida at Plantation at Crystal River. You can visit their website, Plantation. On Crystal River. And that little correction was compliments of John Spann. It's plantationoncrystalriver.com. And you'll find a link at sabrams.com and travelers411.com, cross-reference in a dozen different places where you can just link right through. We are sitting on a boat that we've just come back from. We left at 6:30 in the morning, early, to be on this boat that is one of many operated by the Adventure Center here on the grounds of Plantation on Crystal River in Crystal River, Florida. And we went out for the purpose of getting up close and personal with manatees. We did it without getting wet. But others were in their wetsuits and went with their snorkel equipment overboard and went swimming out into a protected area for swimmers only. That's like a big, wide highway in the middle of the area that's designated as one of the manatee sanctuaries. There's more than one upriver a bit here. And John Spann, who must have a fancy title. What is your fancy title?
Captain / dive instructor.
Okay. Well, our captain / dive instructor went off the boat with some folks and went swimming around. And you can find photos at sabrams.com, travelers411.com, and soon to be incorporated in another one of those amazing travel adventure episodes of Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, syndicated by Biz, B-I-Z, Biz TV. You can find the Biz TV Roku channel and then look for me. Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, Sunday evenings, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Count to whatever time zone you're in to figure out when you can see it live. You can also go to sabrams.com, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, and in the navigation bar on the homepage above the red British telephone booth that I'm hiding behind, click on Travel TV and you'll find the episodes, each archive there, commercial free, and you can zip through them and have some fun. So John Spann, captain, dive instructor here at the Adventure Center at Plantation on Crystal River in Crystal River, Florida. How long you been doing this?
Almost 8 years now.
What did you do before?
I actually worked at a dive shop up in High Springs, Florida.
How far away is that from here?
About an hour, roughly. And then
what direction?
North.
Okay.
And then before that, I was at the University of Florida.
There's a lot of that going around. Yeah, I met a whole bunch of people that have graduated from there. And what was your major in?
My undergraduate was in animal science. My graduate work was in food and resource economics.
Okay. So do you know Temple Grandin?
Don't
think so.
Do you
know the name?
Sounds familiar.
Okay. So I'm going to write it down for you, and I want you to get the film. It's an HBO movie. You can also go, it's called Temple Grandin. That's her name. You're going to hear some crinkling of paper as I rip this out of my little notebook. Go to HBO and do the little search when it's going to be on again, because they run it from time to time. You can also buy the DVD. A DVD isn't all that expensive. I just bought it a couple of weeks ago. And if you go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com, put in Temple Grandin. I've interviewed her twice in the last couple of months. She is a professor of animal science at Colorado State University in Fort Collins, Colorado. She's written half a dozen books about animal behavior and whatever. She was also became interested in animal behavior because she was trying to understand her own behavior as an autistic person. And she's amazing. Amazing. So you got to see the film. Claire Danes plays her in the movie. It's really good film. So that your interest in animal science led you to undersea animals like the manatees?
No, surprisingly not. It definitely has a good background that works for it. But when I came to Crystal River, there wasn't a whole lot in the animal science field, so I fell back on being a dive instructor and started going to dive shops and landed here at the Plantation Adventure Center.
Wow. So, how many little outings like the one we just went on would you do in a day, a week, a season, and a season being what, the whole year?
Whole year. Okay. We do these trips every single day of the year. Obviously, our busiest time is February and March, you know, spring break time, and it's also still cold for our manatees. But even in the dead of summer, Thanksgiving, Christmas, we're out here on the water. Usually 1 to 2 tours a day. Busy season, we will do 3. And probably spend about 2 to 250, maybe 300 days on the water a year, depending.
Wow. Not a bad life.
Not too bad.
No, not too shabby at all. What is it about, well, first of all, I know, I've been told enough times now, that this is the number one spot in the world to get up close and personal with manatees, that you get the largest number of manatees migrating here during the winter months looking for warmer waters. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. We have, on average, in Citrus County, including all the springs, about 17% of the Floridian population of manatees.
Wow.
All rest right here. And about 10% alone is in Kings Bay, where we're at. You know, over 700 manatees can come here in the wintertime.
Yeah, well, between yesterday, late yesterday afternoon and early this morning, we've probably seen, I don't know, 60 to 100 manatees and sitting on the boat. Wait till you see the pictures. I mean, I've got them sticking their faces out, mother and child, with their big fat noses and their big fat nostrils looking at me. I mean, just wow. That was a wow experience. And I was interested in a number of things. The folks that went into the water all put on wetsuits. And I'm guessing that since the invention of the wetsuit, and there's a shop in California still in business that takes credit for having invented the wetsuit. But I don't know that the first wetsuits were designed to also be buoyant, were they?
It's part of the nature of a suit. The thicker the suit is, the more buoyant it's going to be. Most wetsuits, modern wetsuits these days, are made out of neoprene, and neoprene floats. So the more of it you have on, the more that it's going to float you.
I didn't realize that it was a buoyancy floating device. I just thought it was something designed to keep you warm in the water.
It's definitely, that was its design, but it's side product, which most people actually have to fight. They put on weight belts to counter that, is that buoyancy. Here with the manatees, it actually works in our favor because we want to stay on the surface of the water.
Yeah. And from what I understand, the first suits were designed for surfers.
Yes, ma'am.
So this got translated into, hey, this will work for other things in the water, too.
It carried into the diving industry very early on.
Wow. Wow. So when you go out with people, is there an age restriction, top or bottom?
No, ma'am.
What's the youngest child person you've ever taken out?
I've taken out some that were probably around 2 years old.
Oh, wow.
The key is, There's two factors that are involved. One, the water is cold. That's why we wear wetsuits, you know, for the buoyancy as well as the flotation. So we have children's
When
suits.
You say cold, how cold is cold? I don't see any ice cubes floating out there. See, where we live, they go ice fishing. You know, they come, they drill holes, they sit out there with a bonfire on the lake in the ice. You know, it's...
The water temp here around the springs is a constant 72. And a lot of people think that's not cold, but when you're not moving, you're not swimming, you're not surfing, no activity, it will start to take it out of you pretty quick.
Oh, okay. So with a wetsuit on, how warm do you stay?
That's the advantage of that wetsuit, is what happens is you get a little water in the suit, and then your body heats that water up, and it allows you to stay a whole lot warmer.
Isn't that interesting? How do you like that? And people, you can bring your chocolate with you because chocolate melts at, I think it's 92 degrees. So if you're in the water at 72 degrees, you can still eat your chocolate in the water. I mean, these are important things you need when you're traveling. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. We're talking about swimming with the manatees at Plantation on Crystal River in Crystal River, Florida. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
To ten tender nights.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm talking with John Spann, a captain and dive instructor who works with and for the Adventure Center at Plantation on Crystal River in Crystal River, Florida. A good hour from Orlando, about an hour and a half from Tampa. Easy to get to, worth the trip. This is one of those, you know, dolphin encounters, sea lion encounters that I've done. Probably the most life-altering experience was when I fed a 10-day-old white Bengal tiger with a baby bottle of some formula put together by a local vet in Mexico. And you can find that photo, too, as well as me and Franco the sea lion at Coral World in St. Thomas sticking our tongues out at the world. It's a cute picture. And so this is one of those experiences that is worth adding to your photo album of lifetime memories. And John, we were talking about the youngest you took out was 2. How did that work out?
I've had some 2-year-olds that have done extremely well in the water. It's all about comfort in the water.
And now, are these kids that, you know, because there are people that take their babies at 2 months or 3 months for swim lessons and whatnot. Are these little ones that have already had swimming experiences?
Usually. And the ones that haven't usually don't make it in the water very long.
Yeah. I think as a first experience, it would be, you know, challenging. Not that it couldn't happen and be positive, but I think it would be a lot to deal with at once, especially if the water is on the colder side, because everybody, including babies, everybody does better when the water is warmer or they feel warm. So, elementary school kids, teens?
Definitely. And it's, like I said, so much about the comfort in the water. You know, we've had little kids that have just been extremely good. You know, they were built for the water. We've had grown adults need to get out of the water. So the comfort is the key. You know, the being able to just lay in the water and be comfortable in that environment.
Okay, so the whole key to keeping within the rules that are prescribed for getting up close and personal with manatees. If you don't know what a manatee looks like, people, go to sabrams.com, have a look at all the photos. You might want to check out my Facebook. I did a live broadcast, live video stream from this boat operated by the plantation on Crystal River's Adventure Center. While you, John, and some other folks were in the water. And then there were like three or four other boats there and all their people. And I got some really great shots of manatees coming up to look me in the eye. We sang songs together. It was, told them stories. It was a good thing. Is there the restrictions are all focused around act like seaweed, basically. You know, don't reach out, don't be aggressive, don't make noise, don't carry on, don't splash about. Let them come up and be curious about you. If they want to bump into you, that's okay. You bumping into them is a no-no. So do you ever have people that, you know, the ones that are the rule breakers and feel like none of this was written for me and I'm doing this once, so if I want to pet the manatee's belly, I'm going to do this?
There's always a few out there.
How do you handle that? The hecklers in the group.
Well, you give them the warning. You tell them. Typically, about one a year, I literally actually have to ask to get out of the water because they just won't behave and they won't do it the right way. The rest of them usually will, you know, after some gentle persuasion, rein it back in.
Yeah. Well, you know, we really are invading their territory. We're the one, the odd lot out.
Exactly. Yeah, this is their habitat, their environment. We're the visitors here. We got to respect that.
We saw a lot of mommies and babies. That was cool. And I was told that the average adult manatee, first of all, they're much bigger than that. They're about twice or three times longer than I expected. I don't know why I thought. Maybe it's because I've been seeing all the stuffed animals forever. You know, the toys that are maybe 40 inches long. Those suckers are up to like 8-10 feet long. They're like whales.
They're big.
They really are big. And I was told that the average adult is about 1,500 pounds. Is a ton in it. Well, almost a ton.
Roughly. Wow. And then the record was 3,800 pounds, almost 15 feet long.
Holy
they can
cow.
Get and massive.
They're mammals.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Well, they love their babies. You see them swimming together. They're so sweet. And so many of them were fiercely interested in the ropes that are attached to the boat used to tie up at the dock that are hanging off the boat. They came to nibble. They came to pull on it. And when we first arrived, was climbing up the ladder. What was that about?
Just coming to say hi.
It's very funny. What's the funniest experience you've had? Is there one that stands out in your mind that you'll never forget?
There's been a few. We have one manatee in particular that shows up around the springs, and his name is actually Goofball because he just does silly things.
How do you know it's the same one?
You recognize typically the scars on them. You know, almost all manatees will have scars. Some of them from boats, some of them from cold. So there's different scars on them. But the scars are the way you, kind of like the manatee's fingerprint. They're all different.
And what does Goofball do?
Oh, Goofball will grab people. He likes to hang upside down on the sanctuary lines. He likes to stand on his head.
He thinks he's a sloth.
Oh, yeah.
An almost one-ton sloth. It's very funny. Well, I want you all to go have a look. PlantationOnCrystalRiver.com. And we're going to take a quick break for top of the hour news and be right back. If you have to leave us, know that we podcast everything for 52 weeks and archive it forever and ever. So check out travelers411.com and you can download the podcast and sabrams.com for the archived audio. And we'll be back right after the news. Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams live from Crystal River, Florida. We're flying high.
Fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly. Pack up. Let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.